and it was not good. I think it went lead, a double crop of wood. So the silly little fans, they were misled by a nerdy internet computer hip-hop head.
Me and you, Clef, we're gonna make some cash. Grab the silver paint and let's paint my ass.
Hey, mister, would you care to bear witness to the ass whipping I'm about to administer to this ass kissing little vaginal blister stand of this little Marshall Mathers sister? And in this corner we have the mister not having it. It's the mad sinister Dr. Evil with his bag of tricks. Fuck this little antagonist faggot dick sucking XLL Cool J fan from Windsor. I'm about to murder little Kenny Faganista, you bastard. I ain't wanna have to dish ya. Cannabis, where the fuck you at? I miss ya.
Cannabis, oh cannabis, wherefore art thou cannabis? Please tell me what happened with that style that you were rapping with. Cannabis, oh cannabis, are you from Los Angeles, New York, or just a janitor from Canada? Oh cannabis.
Now at first I ain't really understand this shit. Picture me for a second and imagine it, chilling in a Batman suit, relaxing when all of a sudden some bullshit comes across the scanner. That
cannabis
or some Stan Live shit. It creeped me out at first, man, this is sick. But me being just a sick, this conflict gets my dick harder than arithmetic. And I know how you jealous ones envy. I should've knew better from the first few letters you sent me. The first two letters you were telling me shit like you respect me, like any other regular MC. The third letter you asked, how come I ain't return none of the messages and shady records you left me? The fourth letter,
Slim, you're really starting to upset me.
The fifth letter told me you were coming to get me. The sixth letter, there's a bomb threat in our building. This crazy motherfucker's really trying to kill me. So I went back and read the first few letters it said. Some shit about a message you left. Oh shit, that's not an E, that's an A. This dude wants to leave me a massage, he's gay. Right away I'm on the phone with Dr. Dre, we got a bogey.
Marshall, I'm on the way.
Cannabis, oh cannabis, wherefore art thou cannabis? Please tell me what happened with that style that you were rapping with. Cannabis, oh cannabis, are you from Los Angeles, New York, or just a janitor from Canada? Oh cannabis.
So in 2 seconds flat, Dre's at my crib. Only thing is, we both know where this kid lives, and neither one of us have Canadian citizenship. Shit. Oh Dre, wait a minute, that's it. All we gotta do is use a bit of turbo boost. We can fly over the border.
Let's go.
So we're off to Toronto when we're gaining speed. What was that? Oh. Jermaine Dupri, fuck it. Keep going, no time to waste. Wait, back up, hit him one more time in case. Okay, fuck, now he's dragging under the car. Oh well, only 30 more thousand miles. Meanwhile, me and Dre are trying to conversate. He's trying to find a reason for the constant hate and trying to figure out what happened to Jermaine Propane.
Wouldn't have fell off that hard.
Ain't no way.
What happened to the way you was rapping when you was scandalous? The cannabis turned into a television evangelist.
Plus he raps with his regular voice.
What was that?
Pet Shop Boys. So we pull up to the bridge where he last was spotted. His corpse was still moving but his ass was rotted. He kinda smelled a little like Courtney Love. I figured if I stick him with a fork he's done. So I stabbed him twice, kept jabbing. Christ, he won't die. This guy's like a battered wife. He's like Kim, he keeps coming back for more, but he won't fight back. I cracked his jaw, hold up, this twit's folding up. Punch me in the chest, make my shoulders touch. Do something, at least one punchline. Come on, to the meter reads 99.99% of my fans are blonde. Bitch, come on, answer me, man, respond. Tell me about the sun, rain, moon, and stars. Intergalactic or metaphors from Mars. Raw to the floor, raw like reservoir dogs. Write another line from Redman's song. Suddenly the stub of a dead man's arm from a midget reaches out from under the car. It's JD, this motherfucker won't die neither. Dre starts spraying him with cans of ether. We stomp the bitch and then